And just like that, Ohio State is 6 practices down in training camp. Linebackers and running backs took center stage today, and C.J. Hicks wants to lead the team in sacks. A lot to learn. Those are just a couple of the highlights from the 41-year vet, Tim May, from Andy Backstrom and me, Spencer Holbrook, here at Letterman Row. Tim, what'd you learn today?
I learned Carlos Lachlan has brought a different kind of point of view to the running back room, replacing Tony Alford when he did, as you know, back during the spring when that sudden change happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody regrets that one, but that's another story for another day. James Peoples is just being James Peoples, which is, with running backs, that's what you have to be. You don't necessarily emulate someone else. You do what got you there and add on to it. I like Quinshon Judkins. I think he's going to flourish in a situation where he doesn't carry the ball 250, 300 times a season. I think he sees that too. And you could just envision the opportunities. But the main thing I got was C.J. Hicks, they want to get him on the field. They want him to be consistent in practice so they can get him on the field in a more consistent way. We'll see if that happens. The proof will be on Saturdays who's playing and who's not. It appears that Sonny Styles and Cody Simon are your top two linebackers for several reasons, one of which is they're consistent in lining up, and Sonny Styles is getting even better at that. It seems like every day. So that's what I learned most of all.
Well, that's basically the whole video. Go ahead with running backs. Andy, I know that you spent a lot of time talking to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, the whole mindset is playing as one, and that's been the huge conversation topic with Travion Henderson here, with Quinshon Judkins here. How are they going to split up the carries? How are they going to work off of each other? Well, those guys have talked about how they're loving on each other right now. Carlos Lachlan talked about how they have no option. They have to play as one. Not just those two, but the entire room. He includes the two walk-ons, Chase Brecht, and Rashid Cisse is also in that group. He's very of the mindset of you work for what you get, and he's not treating any one player differently, even those top two backs. Quinshon Judkins and both Travion Henderson as well were talking about how important Chip Kelly's been so far to their involvement with this offense. Travion Henderson said it's a perfect fit for him, this kind of scheme. He didn't want to get too into what kind of scheme it looks like.
Neither did Quinshon.
Tim asked him about two running back sets. He did gave a big, well, you'll have to see. Yeah. So we got a lot of that. But they seem to really like working with Chip Kelly so far, and I think that bodes well for not only this offense as a whole, but also the offensive line.
Maybe we will see, because we get to watch the full practice on Thursday. Back to linebackers. Fascinating talking to C.J. Hicks, to others about C.J. Hicks, to James Laurinaitis about C.J. Hicks. I don't know if he's one of those top two, like you said, Tim. I think that's occupied by Cody Simon for sure, and then Sonny Styles. But C.J. came into this program as a very, very confident individual, lost a lot of that confidence during the last 2 years, and just said he's being himself again. He has his confidence back, and he feels like that is the biggest differentiating factor from last year and his freshman year to this year. He just is a more confident player. He feels like he can make a real impact on pass rush. He feels like he's the stuff that he's done in his past life, I guess, in high school and throughout the first couple years in coverage can help this team. He feels like he can stuff the run. Like, this is not the language of a guy from last year who, hey, whatever they need, I'll do. You know, this is a guy who's like, no, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. And I think the mindset shift for C.J. Hicks has been a revelation for him personally. He seems just more comfortable out here again. And I think that's going to bode well for the linebacker room, not just for him, but for Sonny Styles, for Cody Simon, and for the defensive line that probably could use a little bit of a boost there with the pass rush, you know, because it would never hurt to blitz a linebacker.
In any group endeavor, however, you've got to know where you fit, what your assignment may not be the right term, because I know he knows his assignments, but you got to know how you fit among the 11. You're one of the 11 out there, and if you just say sick them and go rush the quarterback, as basically James Laurinaitis said, C.J. Hicks is better at that than anybody in the linebacker room about creating havoc on the other side of the line of scrimmage. But playing college football, playing any level of football, especially from here on up, is also knowing how you fit when the play is developing before you go do your thing. You can put somebody out there and just have them rush the passer. I mean, that's nothing exotic, but a player wants to be out there more often than that. He wants to be part of the 111. And consistency continues to be the word. that James Laurinaitis used, not just about C.J. Hicks, but about everybody. The most consistent guy they've got out there is Cody Simon. Big surprise, the veteran,
yeah.
You know. But, yeah, I mean, of course you know what C.J. Hicks brings to the table. Just like you know what Tigger Shibola brings to the table. But it's, you know, for whatever one reason or another, they haven't gotten on the field on a regular basis yet. This seems to be the year for both of those guys, Tigger Shibola, an offensive lineman, right guard possibly, and C.J. Hicks to really step up and be that player everybody thought they would be coming out of high school.
Well, he's interesting because not only did he say he's the best pass rusher of the linebackers, he just said he's the best pass rusher on the team, which, bold statement. Let's see how it plays out for him. But, like,
correct.
Hey, I love the confidence. Like,
not to like about C.J. Hicks?
You want two confident groups? We had both of them out here. I don't know if there's a more confident group of backs. Carlos Lachlan's got these guys really, really confident that they're going to have a great season. And whether that's with Chip Kelly's system, whether that's with Carlos Lachlan's coaching, the dictatorship that he brings into that room, it seems like. But it's, as healthy of a dictatorship as it can be. But, you know, it just seems like that group, both groups we talked to today, with C.J. Hicks leading the charge at linebacker for sure, and the running backs, Andy, like, that's a confident bunch there on the offensive side of the ball for a group that hasn't particularly run the ball very well the last couple years.
And a confident pair of freshmen, two guys that probably have to play right away with the kind of schedule they have, potentially a 16 or 17 game season. The running back injuries this team's had the last couple of years, those guys will need to be ready right away. They can't just be the freshman that sits around, redshirts a year. They have to be ready to go, and both of them are confident they are. James Peoples, especially, talking about that he said he came here to play. I didn't come here to just kind of hang around. And they were described as slashers, both physical running backs, by Carlos Lachlan today. And James Peoples, you can get the sense when you watch him on the football field, runs low to the ground, but very quick and physical. I know they're only playing the thud from what we saw, but you can just tell that he can break tackles. And we saw that in the spring game a little bit as he barreled into the end zone for one of his touchdowns there. Sam Williams-Dixon's got some speed and receiving ability, and he talked about that. It's kind of helping him separate right now in practice, you know, giving an element to this offense that's key as a receiver out of the backfield, someone who can line up. And by the way, that's something that Quinshon Judkins will be doing as well. First time we talked to him in this building, he talked about he wanted to be like a Jahmyr Gibbs, who plays with the Detroit Lions, someone who can line up out wide as well as be a running back. He says that still applies with Chip Kelly, and that's one of the things that really excites him with this offense is they move him around a bunch of different places.
Sam Williams-Dixon and James Peoples both want to be three-down backs, and that's what it takes. I mean, you know, you got to get it's not so much knowing where you're going in pass pro, for example, but being able to pass pro once you get there. I mean, just these little things, that's the big stepping stone for backs coming out of high school who are featured backs, but not necessarily in pass protection. You know, it's part and parcel to playing on the big-time collegiate level is getting to your pass protection spot and then actually physically pass protecting for the quarterback. But, you know, both of these guys, Sam Williams-Dixon, and he Carlos Lachlan checked off all the boxes when it comes to Sam Williams-Dixon and what he ultimately brings to the table, and the same thing with James Peoples. Now it's just a matter of getting your shot behind these two proven backs, big-time backs, and then doing what you're supposed to do. And they both know that, and they both want to play. I remember asking James Peoples, I said, you know, it's kind of like what I ask a lot of these freshmen, like Aaron Nolan yesterday. It's like you were the star of your high school, and now you're back in line. You know, it's kind of like being at the cafeteria at lunchtime. You got to wait to take your tray through there, and once you go through there, you know, what do you add to the tray? I'm not going to get any deeper in that analogy than I just did because it was going nowhere. The point is, once you get your shot there, do you take a big bite or not?
Yeah.
But do you do it under control, under the auspices of the rules that are set up for you within that particular play? And both of these guys are very sharp guys, Sam Williams-Dixon and James Peoples, and they're both very talented. I think we all agree on that. And it'll be interesting if they get to really show and tell over the next several weeks leading into the season about what they're all about, what they can bring. And now what's the quandary? Well, do I necessarily send this guy in there? Why don't I send James Peoples in there? You know, that'll be interesting. Because they're not going to squander basically probably the last season in college football for both Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins either.
Yeah.
So patience is the key word for the other two dudes.
patience might be the key word for the two freshman linebackers too, because as much talk as there was today about the freshman running backs, Andy, I know you asked James Laurinaitis about Garrett Stover, and then he was asked about Peyton Pierce. You don't hear, and no, I say this all the time, you don't hear coaches talk about freshmen the way that James Laurinaitis talked about Peyton Pierce. And this is a guy who missed all of spring because he was battling an injury that kept him that started during his senior year of football.
Yeah, he was on a scooter at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, and he was on a scooter at the Cotton Bowl in a boot in here in the spring. Didn't even go through the spring. Garrett Stover was going through the spring. Well, James Laurinaitis is talking about Peyton Pierce like he can play both positions. He's really instinctive. He's always in the right spot. Like, you don't hear that often for a freshman. He said, you know, it was almost like he was trying to tell us in a roundabout way that he skipped all the learning curve that you might have thought he had. And then you flip to Garrett Stover, who is really raw, played a lot of safety in high school. I think our Matt Parker even said that Garrett might have ended up playing safety here because of the athleticism. Well, I was told that he ran one of the fastest times of anybody on the defense.
As Laurinaitis said, he could fly.
Yeah, up to 23 mile an hour when they charted these guys. If those two guys can both get on special teams, you're talking about the future of the room looking pretty bright, you know, if you lose some of these guys from the linebacker room this year, Andy.
Well, that's like four freshmen now on the defensive side of the ball that we're expecting to see on special teams. Aaron Scott, Jalen McClain, you got Peyton Pierce, Garrett Stover. That's a good impact right away. We talked about Jermaine Matthews last year making the impact he had at cornerback. Well, that started on special teams. The reason why he was the first guy off the field at Purdue when Denzel Burke got hurt was because of the impact he was making on special teams. So that's where it starts. So even if Garrett Stover maybe isn't where Peyton Pierce is at the linebacker position right now, if he makes that contribution on special teams, he might find his way onto the field sooner than later. Not saying maybe it's 2024, but it could be in the blowouts of these games. I mean, if they're going to beat teams down like they want to and leave no doubt in the early part of the season, really all through the season, these guys are going to play.
And play the depth. It's 16, 17-game season. Yeah. They expect that. They want to play more depth, especially early in the year. At this point, I'm not going to be surprised. Six practices into his career, if we see Peyton Pierce out there in some sort of second or third team capacity, just to get him some run. Like, there's nothing harmed in getting him some run if you feel confident playing him. There's so many storylines that have been beaten, I guess, like a dead horse throughout this entire offseason with all these veterans that we've been asking a lot about the young guys, and you're getting some really fascinating results when you ask these coaches about the young guys. I wouldn't have asked about Peyton Pierce and Garrett Stover if I wasn't so confident in Cody Simon and Sonny Styles and CJ Hicks. So, like, we're getting those chances to talk about the young guys, and you're starting to feel pretty confident that the end of the future – I'm breaking some news here, but Ohio State's going to be pretty good in the future, too.
If you remember, we had a little confidential conversation, but I'll reveal a little bit about it. I remember, I was talking to you guys, and I go, have you heard, you know, leading into camp, have you heard many guys talking about Garrett Stover? And we all agreed, no, we hadn't really picked up on much conversation about Garrett Stover, you know, on back channel, so to speak. But, boy, the proof is in the pudding. When you can go out there and run like he does, but know where you're going, which is the big key. It rises, and they're going to play. If you're worthy of playing, they're going to play you. You've gotten that message from the get-go, from back in February when it was we first got to talk to Ryan Day after the Cotton Bowl finally, that they want to play minimum 16 games. They want a lot of guys that they can trust in the middle of the year to put in the games. And they're on an accelerated course, I think, in that regard of bringing these guys along. But where you're really going to see it, like Andy was talking about, is, you know, I'm not knocking opponents. The first three games, I say it's going to be highly favored.
Yeah.
So that's a time when you get some things sort of put away, you know, get the groceries on the shelf. Now you bring some more groceries in and see how they're stacking up. That ended up not being that bad an analogy. You got to agree. But the point is, if you say that, do it. You know, if you trust these guys in practice, put them in games. We'll see if, in fact, the coaches follow through. Because, you know, if anything, the last many years, they haven't really played a lot of guys like we thought they would. And that caught up with them a few times. So we'll see if, in fact, the coaches follow through with that, bring these guys along. Nobody's going to be perfect, especially as a freshman. But get James Peoples in there. Get Garrett Stover in there. Get Peyton Pierce in there and see what all the talking's all about.
Folks, It's been 41 years. Everybody has an off day on analogies every now and then.
I thought mine were pretty good, especially as I saved a couple of them.
What do you think, Andy? Scale of 1 to 10? We giving him like a 6 today's analogy?
I'm putting this, you know, the sirloins or the ribeyes in the freezer and forgetting about
them. Well, we didn't get any plane analogies, and normally we get
still
those.
Early.
No race car analogies. Yeah. So I think it's just time to get
it. If you can fly, you can fly as a freshman.
I think it's time to get out of here before he starts making some crazy analogies to get us.
I didn't say Gary Stover.
To get us all canceled. Okay, so for the 41-year bet, Tim May, for Andy Backstrom, I'm just Spencer Holbrook. We're going crazy a little bit because we've been in here so many times the last few days. We're not going to complain about it, though.
Nope.
They're letting us watch an entire practice on Thursday. Make sure you're locked into Letterman Row on the YouTube channel. Subscribe below. Make sure you like the video. That always helps the brand out a little bit, gets some more people watching, some more eyeballs on the program. For Tim, for Andy, I'm Spencer. We'll see you guys in about 24 hours. We'll be back here on the YouTube channel breaking down a full practice we get to watch. We'll see you guys there, and we'll see you at LettermanRow.com.